Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill, your host for the next 2 hours here online of great folk and acoustic music with new age and world sounds thrown in. And we've got some catching up to do. Last show was way back in July, and this is the show of October 6, 2004, where we will hear the latest from Mary Chapin Carpenter, Bill Staines, Pierce Pettis, Fairport Convention, Lee Murdoch, and Aztec Two-Step. And we'll see what happens when Diva vocals meet Gregorian chant. Beginning this installment is a track called The Flame from John Barlow Jarvis from his album View from a Southern Porch.
Time to sit.
Probably the hottest new age release of the late summer and early fall of 2004, Lyceum's album Oracle, and we heard Fides, which translates belief, Lyceum on the Intensity label. Emmer Kenny doing a novel arrangement of the traditional Irish song Parting Glass from the album of the same name, Parting Glass, from Emmer Kenny, and our initial set for the program of October 6, 2004, began with John Barlow Jarvis doing The Flame from his album View from a Southern Porch. You've logged into folkimage.com. And we turn now to the newest from Mary Chapin Carpenter, released earlier in the summer. And Mary Chapin Carpenter has been releasing albums since 1987. In my opinion, this is the best one she's ever done. And that's saying something, because we know how good her albums are. That's why she is who she is and has the popularity she has. But this album just takes the cake. I can't rave about it enough. We're going to hear a track called My Heaven. Mary Chapin Carpenter from her latest, Between Here and Gone, on Folk Image. Thank you.
shatters, nothing breaks. Nothing hurts and nothing aches. We got ourselves one hell of a place in my head. Looking down at the world below, a bunch of wine fighting schmoes. Well, up here we got none of those in my head. Bucks here, no one's counting in my head. No one works, we all just play. You can pick the weather every day, and if you change your mind, that's okay in my head. Grandma's up here, Grandpa too, in a condo with to die for views. There's presidents and movie stars. You just come as you are. No one's lost and no one's missing. No more parties, just hugs and kissing. And all these stars are just fruition in my head. Old chair and more memories than my heart can hold. When Eva's singing fields of gold, there's neighbors, thieves, and long lost lovers, villains, poets, kings, and mothers. Up here we forgive each other in my. Every soul that's down there waiting, holding on, still hesitating, we say a prayer of levitating in my heaven. You can look back on your life and lot, but it can't matter what you're not. By the time you're here, we're all we've got. In my head, in my head. Thank you.
black sheep boy, he's a son of mine, and I love him for his wicked grin and the mischief in his eyes. He would not harm a soul, no, he would not hurt a fly. It's just beyond his control to walk a straight line. He's a black sheep boy. He's a black sheep boy. Well, the black sheep boy strikes again, a delight to all the ladies and trouble for the men. He's bound to break some hearts, kiss the girls and make them cry. Just hope one of those hearts doesn't turn out to be mine. Oh, the black sheep boy. Oh, the black sheep boy. See the hurt that he tries to hide. Even when he laughs out loud, he blames himself inside. Can't stop his hands, make his feet be still. Tells himself he won't, but he knows he always will. Be the black sheep. Black sheep boy, whichever way he runs, he's gonna make a lot of noise. And I'm startled by the silence the minute that he's gone. I pray for his protection and leave the porch light on for my black sheep boy. My black sheep boy, yeah. Oh, the black sheep boy, curly-headed black sheep boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, the black sheep boy, curly-headed black sheep boy.
Looking for my home, I lost my.
Lynn Miles on Folk Image from her 2002 release, Unravel, just making its way to us here at Folk Image. We heard the song Undertow. That was preceded by Pierce Pettis with Black Sheep Boy on his newest album, Great Big World, on Compass Records, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. So far, it gets my vote for the number one folk album of 2004. We'll see if it holds up through the waning months of the year. My Heaven, the track from the album Between Here and Gone from Mary Chapin Carpenter. You've logged into folkimage.com on the program of October 6, 2004, and I'm Jeff Gill, your host. We turn now to the debut effort from Anais Mitchell. She's a 23-year-old doing an album called Hymns for the Exiled, and the song we're going to hear is called Mockingbird.
Or a curse, and if you to add to be found? Are you lost or just rehearsed? I've got a heart that opens clear in this cool September dark, and it rests on treetop leaves, and it bursts its little sparks. Sometimes it sings its songs, and it lets its secrets out, except for one sears inside that it cannot live without. But if I tell you, will you take it? Will you shine it up to me? And can you be strong to let me go on and set this freedom free? Set this freedom free.
Thank you.
yet to come. I keep my eye on the window. I keep my eye on the sun. There's water under the ocean. It feels the weight of the world. And me, I have no emotion. Shows me part of what is there. The light and darkness share the vision, and neither cares how long I stare, and neither cares how long I stare, and neither cares.
Absorbing sound of David Elias, the title song from his album The Window. David is based out in, I believe, the San Francisco area. We heard the Waylon Jennies doing 10-mile stilts. It creates a notable visual image from their album 40 Days, certainly one of the major albums of the year in folk music, as far as here in the States anyway. The original Canadian release, I believe, was last year for the Waylon Jennies. And we started that set with Anais Mitchell with her debut effort, Hymns for the Exiled, and the song Mockingbird is what we heard. You've logged into folkimage.com. We continue with the duo called Patchouli. This is a song called Where the Water and the Sky Meet.
He was quiet as a castaway on a ship that sailed from far away. Late at night, holding secrets and treasure maps as if the earth hides in traps. Rays of sunlight. Her patchwork foot was tapping to the beat of the cafe traffic when she saw him. And the freckle underneath her eye looked like a tear, but when she saw him, she was smiling. His glance turned into a stare. He wanted to go over there and talk to her. And as he walked, she laughed and swayed. She knew that she was on display, fanning her feathers.
Stingrays like shadows, flying by their feet, ripples shiver, waves whisper.
Right then, the mirror, the air, and beach suspend like lovers. She confessed she was an acrobat. The words clouds and oceans flip like that and change the colors. Palm reading was a specialty, learned it from an old gypsy. She gave her hand a horse. She had a highway for a lifeline, yellow dashes and white lines. Without warning, she kissed him, but he knew, so he lent in. In perfect harmony, they made love to the seabirds calling, and the ocean stars falling in an nautical cacophony.
She wasn't gonna break him. She let nobody a sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Mount a real sign, just like a bullet leaves a gun, with charcoal eyes and Monroe hips. She went and took that California trip. Well, the moon was gold, her hair like wind. She said, don't look back, just come on, Jim. You've got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, take my hand. I'm standing right here, you gotta hold on. He gave her a dime store watch,
everyone's looking for someone to blame.
If you share my bed, you share my name. Well, go ahead and call the cops. You don't meet nice girls in coffee shops. She said, baby, I still love you. But sometimes there's nothing left to do. Oh, you've got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on. Take my hand, I'm standing right here, you gotta hold on. Your broken china voice. How I wish you were still here with me. You build it up, you wreck it down. You burn your mansion to the ground. When there's nothing keep you here, when you're falling behind in this big blue world. Oh, you've got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on. Take my hand, I'm standing right here. You gotta down by the Riverside Motel. It's 10 below when falling by a 99-cent store. She closed her eyes and started swaying, but it's so hard to dance that way.
Cold and
A duo from British Columbia, May Moore and Lester Quitsall, doing Hold On from the album Oh My. Carol Noonan on her war-based album, the theme of war and the consequences. War That Can't Be Won is the track we heard from the album Somebody's Darling. And we started that set with Patchouli doing Where the Water and the Sky Meet. Once in the Ring is the album from Patchouli. You've logged into folkimage.com. This is the program of October 6th, 2004. Bill Staines cranking out another release. This is called Journey Home, another road-based album. And we'll hear a song called Rompin' Rovin' Days.
I've been a rambler all my rompin' rovin' days, a railroad boy with nothing for to do. My people bid farewell somewhere on down the road, a hobo's friend a lonely passing through. I've seen your cities from San Marcos in the south to the concrete fenced in walls of New York town. And wherever I go, my name nobody wants to know, and the talking seems to stop when I'm around. All of my life I've been quickly cast aside, though my handshake never meant less than your own. If there's any which way for a poor young man to stray, then tell me, 'cause I'd sure like to know. I've been a rambler all my rompin' rovin' days, a railroad boy with nothing for to do. My people bid farewell somewhere on down the road, a hobo's friend a lonely passing through. My people bid farewell somewhere on down the road, hobo's friend of all they passed of the day.
sat on the side of the bed, and she wondered what he had said to make her believe that the whole thing was just in her head. She said, I was afraid that nothing would change. I'd grow old and turn gray while still playing these games. Maybe it's knowing that you've got to choose, but sometimes there's nothing to lose. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, her bags and walked out the door, 'cause she didn't want any more. She went down and got in a cab and wondered if that were the last love that she'd ever had. She said, I was afraid that nothing.
Outside, they were met with some suspicion. This couple from the city, they called themselves physicians. Well, the mountain folk got hurt or sick, they mostly went untreated. Well, they would come to see the doctor, and his wife was sorely needed. Word came in on horseback, somebody was sick. Doctor, get your saddlebags and come a riding quick. 15-20 miles, he would follow them back home. There was no electricity, no one had a phone. No bridges across the river, except where they laid rails. There weren't any roads back then, but barely any trails. That didn't stop the doctor from this little mountain town, Western North Carolina, from going to make the rounds. Doctor went a-riding through the wind and through the rain. Someone out there needed him, someone was in pain. He saved a few from dying, a few that got away. He delivered lots of children, and he loved to watch them play. Doctor bought an old junk dynamo, it weighed more than a ton. They hauled it home by wagon, and the doc got it to run. They moved it to the creek, and from the house he ran a wire. Flipped a switch, there was light, and all the folks came to admire. Now everyone was pestering the doc to hook him up. But that old dynamo of his could not put out juice enough. So he did some reading up on it while riding on his horse. Maybe he could make it work by rewinding the cord. But they said you just can't do it, GE told him so. And they wouldn't sell him parts to rebuild his dynamo. So he mail ordered a forge, and he made the parts himself. And the doctor brought electricity to everybody else. Doctor's wife assisted him. She was a doctor too. When he didn't need her, there was other work to do. She won people over, a little at a time, with miracles that happened while the doctor went a-riding. Dr. Mary Martin Sloop taught the mountain folk to read, got folks to send their kids to school, which was no easy deed. They soon outgrew the building, that little one-room shack, so it was added on to, and they soon outgrew that. Dr. Mary Martin Sloop started lobbying the state, built a brand new school where the kids could graduate. She wrote a bunch of letters and she made a real good case. She even went to Raleigh and she pleaded face to face. The roads down from the mountains to the cities were so rough. Farm wagons couldn't make it to the markets with their stuff. No way to make a living, no good route in or out, on the east side of the Blue Ridge, heading north to south. Dr. Mary Martin Sloop again went to the state, got people writing letters, she met with the legislature. She got a bill pushed through, $50 million. It wasn't long till they were trucking beans and taters from the hollers. In the little town of Crossnore, saw the voting school get built. The women learned to weave and make the most exquisite quilts. Dr. Mary Martin Sloop, she had another thing to tell them. She found a shop in Raleigh that was sure that it could sell them. All the quilts and rugs that these women could produce, money started coming in and they put it to good use. Places where the wind got in, they could afford to seal and have a little extra cornbread at the evening meal. So our doctor went a-riding, curing people's ills. Doctor's wife stayed busy performing other miracles. To the town of Crossnore, there came a better life, love and admiration for the doctor and his wife.
That track is called Miracle in the Hills from Chuck Brodsky on his newest Color Came One Day. Sharon Edry, a New York City-based performer, doing At the End of the Day from her album Semi-Broken Heart on the Elizabeth record label. And we started with Bill Staines off his new one called Journey Home. He did Rompin' Rovin' Days. It's all here on folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill. This is the program of October 6th, 2004. And we have for you now another Scottish women compilation. At least 14 or 15 performers appear on this particular compilation. Yes, Scottish women, various artists, on the Green Tracks label here on Folk Image.
Capishnechke soroeg bohue, capen granib giar fuer bonier, capen nishke seganien bonier, aken galer evelien bonies, the lot in of stock a gisbreel, can a mor his molue.
I'm μιαν κάνανε κουκέ.
Όχι άλπε φέλη σε λαόν, πεχίντσι οχ κερκάλι και χάιντσι. Νότες πιάνε τερχεύε σε μάου, να τσικάλι και κάνανε γάιν. Σε γάι οχ οχ κρυχάλνεν σάου. She wagers his heart of strange.
He could be he brought in the sheer. There's a night she now can't live. He could be he brought in the sheer. There's a night she now can't live.
Lass of Suez and Shomer of Ron, Tay Adish and Han in the air, Cheshit of Unatur Jena. Ahas Tapio Khan in the air.
He can be he got over sheer, because in Quang she now can and the
Na chlonianish muisum dun. Oh, ich bin kein Vater zu a. Gure gudra muachen amo. Diagne nye lanen shia. Shi ha taun hiya tai chen buai.
Suffer from another dry season. Trees are stubborn, but they're dying. Another year like this and they'll be gone. Three straight years without the thirst of trees in drought. When we windfall, when we harvest it all, give love, amen. A mother worries that he's often silent. Teacher notices he never smiles. And angry with the warning signs. Another year like this and he'll be gone. Three straight years without, like the thirst of a tree in drought. When years without the thirst of trees in drought. When we windfall, when we harvest it all, give love, amen. Give love, amen.
That was Patty Griffin on Folk Image, and her song appears on a new compilation called 13 Ways to Live, featuring many Texas-based performers. I guess that's where she's based these days. A stunning new CD, proceeds of which benefit the people of Iraq whose land has been ravaged by war. The song is called Dear Old Friend from Patty Griffin. Eric Balke on his new album entitled While the Paint Dries, he did Give Love, Amen. And we heard Scottish Women with a track from that compilation that has been recently released on Green Tracks Records, all here at folkimage.com on the program of October 6th, 2004. And Aztec Two-Step first released an album in 1972, and now they're up to, I guess, I don't know what number, but Days of Horses is the name of the latest, and this one is the title track.
Days of 100 years before Corvettes or Porsches, Henry Ford shifted gears, and a couple of the visionaries, high-octane gasoline, all hail the Motor City. Hello, goodbye, James Dean. Back in the days of horses, all roads led to Rome, but Caddies, D-Birds, and Royces have paved them all in chrome. Right on Ventura Highway, ragtop Route 66, U.S. ones, nooks and byways. Right on, get your fix. And wheels go round and round they roll, some too fast, some too slow. Radio peals rock and roll, turn it up out. Check underneath the hood, 500 down, we'll swap it. Up boy, don't it smell good? Now in these days of horses, it's clearly understood, unbridled burst of forces, corral beneath the hood. Pedal to the metal, baby, back seats and sweet 16s, high rise and tool in Main Street. Ride on, chase your dreams. And wheels feel round.
Do tell. cheeks. Just like deja vu flown out when grandmother speaks. So tell me a story, spell it out, I can't hear. Why you wear black in the morning, why the smoke in the air. Isabel, oh, Isabel, do pray, do tell. Isabel, she comes from Zagreb. Count the hours till dawn, pronounce your
December day dawning with blankets of snow. My father returning across Lake Michigan with a vessel named Bridge Builder 10. Christmas was coming, excitement was here, with family and friends traveling from far and near to witness this refitted boat when she came to the dock that gave Northport her name. I remember the look in my mother's eyes as she scanned the horizon, the waves and the skies, with the hope for a bright future that lies in the strength of my own father's hands. And I remember the snow coming down, it swirled and it drifted all over town, and the words of assurance passed all around when the Bridge Builder 10 didn't land that night on the Leland Sand. Family and tradition becomes very dear with the loss of a loved one that time of year, when widows and children are reduced to tears from the kindness of neighbors at hand. Each Christmas Eve, Father would go to the store, pick out a dress my mother adored, bring it back home so us kids could store it amid all the gifts they had planned. And I remember the tears in my mother's eyes that sad Christmas morning when to her surprise, she opened the gift that her daughter devised of a dress she knew she would adore. And I remember the smell of her hair as it curled all around me when she hugged me there. And the words she whispered into the air of the love that a father abides as he looks through his own daughter's eyes. Despair kept us company all winter through. But spring came, then summer, and autumn returned. As the years passed us by, we gradually learned that beauty in life is around every turn in the wheel of whatever you do. Now I remember the look in my own children's eyes as they scanned the horizon, the waves and the skies, with the hope for a bright future that lies in the strength of their own parents' hands. And I remember the love and the tears, the dark days, the sunny days down through the years, the hopes and dreams, as well as our fears that rise up from deep down inside as we look through our old children's eyes.
Still collecting those stories from the Great Lakes. After all these years, Lee Murdoch, his new album is called Between Two Worlds, and that's called My Mother's Eyes. We heard Isabel from Grata doing the track from their album The Landing Step, and we started with Aztec Two-Step with Days of Horses, all here on folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill, and we turn now to Liz Carlisle, raised in Montana and lives in Boston to take advantage of the music scene in the town. So she calls the album Half and Half, Half Montana, Half Boston. This is a track as neither location, Boy in Indiana, and you're hearing it on Folk Image.
She's got a boy in Indiana, a lover she never had, but she's never ventured north of Savannah, so she's looking for he'd heard Billy Joe was in town. She was in the kitchen making blueberry crisp when his truck pulled around. The other girls laughed at that beat-up engine, the old t-shirt he couldn't keep on. But she'd never met a man like him. Now she can't believe that he's long gone. Now he's just a boy in Indiana. A lover she never had. But she's never
sea of calm. those frozen waves of that curtain sky in each shimmering state, land of great white bird across that crystal floor, like a snowflake's fall, I'm already there. At Hudson Bay we made our camp to heal our wounds and take on storms, with native Indians as our guide. We found the copper mine shore. We headed down for Canada. Our bow was breaking through the ice. It got thicker when we stopped, held in a frozen vice. I wonder how we were across the mighty sea, through the frozen waves of that curtain sky in its shimmering state, land of great white bird across that crystal floor, like a snowflake's fall, I'm already
through my window on the heartland. From Dallas to Austin, a ticket on the future rushing by as fast as we can. And watching mile after mile of bad deals and old dreams, junk cars and bars on every door and window and street. I've seen trouble too big to get strong arms around, too big to get a big heart around, too big. Where would one begin? It's been 2 centuries in the making. Born under a sad wind, all the backs are near to break in. And through those dust clouds at the crossings, the skinny kids all waving, smiling as the future rushes by again. Seem trouble too big to get strong arms around, too big to get a big heart around, too big. On the heartland, from Dallas to Austin, through my window on the heartland, from LA to Boston.
began that set with Liz Carlisle doing Boy in Indiana from her album Half and Half. Fairport Convention doing I'm Already There on their collection Over the Next Hill, new on Compass Records. Michael Veach always can be depended on to put out strong songs, and there's one of them, Trouble Too Big, subtitled Heartlander, which is the title track of the album. And a couple here from Al Pettaway and Amy White and their new effort, Acoustic Journey. We heard Lullaby and this instrumental here called Ode to Ferdinand. Wrapping up the October 6, 2004 edition of Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill. Thanks for joining us online here at folkimage.com. And until next time, remember to support the arts and support fine acoustic music.